این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Spiritual Purification and Focus on Spirituality. The contents of the mandatory prayer are also expression of glorification of Allah and takbir. In every verse of the verses, either He is praised or glorified. Praise is because Allah is more immaculate than you worship Him at the same time that you glorify and has permitted you to glorify Him, and therefore He is praised and He is glorified. You begin the mandatory prayer with His glorification. You begin the praise and you regard praise to be solely due to Allah. I do not think that the understanding of this subject and the passion of this subject, that praise is exclusive to Allah, has become apparent, and that the essence of praise cannot occur for other than Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to Arab English Radio. This is the Spring of the Truth, and I am Bita, the host of today's episode. We're going to start with this sentence from Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran and its revolution. So the sentence of today is, strive in knowledge and taqwa, as knowledge is not exclusive to anyone. Knowledge belongs to all. So, as we know, Islam is one religion which gives a special concept to knowledge. The scholars are living a life in their books after they have passed away from this world. History witnessed those scholars who passed away more than the businessman lived in history. Growing our children under the blanket of knowledge is better than sending them to work. So, if you water the seeds by helping the children to read, they will shed the upcoming ummah. Allah Almighty says, God will raise those who have believed among you and those who have been given knowledge by degrees. Ibn Abbas said, scholars are 100 degrees above the believers, and between them is 100 years. So knowledge is the path to winning paradise and a way to escape from hell. Abu Huraira reported that whoever follows a path in pursuit of knowledge, Allah will make his path to heaven easy for him. The words of the scholars among the companions and those after multiplied about the knowledge and its virtues because they knew its values and saw its importance in the lives of Muslims. Seeking knowledge is better than prayers, and after the obligatory prayers is not better than seeking knowledge. And whoever does not like knowledge, there is no good in it. So there is no knowledge or friendship between you and him. The scholars are loved in the heaven and the earth. Allah loves them and they love him. Knowledge remains his trace for men, alive and dead. So his memory will be immortalized when the next, even if he is buried under the soil.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
Scholars are a safety for the people of Islam and a fence for people of faith. There is something better in the world than prophethood, and what comes after prophethood is something better than knowledge and jurisprudence. Muslims, who distinguished themselves as patrons of learning, established some of the biggest libraries of times. The great intellectuals of their age, the renowned translators who were entrusted with the responsibility for the organization and maintenance of libraries.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day,